Hello, hello, good afternoon, guys. Let me fix this. Let me start on Basta.com. Something went bad on Basta.com, guys. I don't know why. Sometimes it happens. Gotta turn it off here. From time to time, this shit happens. Looks like everything's okay. But on Basta.com it doesn't go. I don't know why. Yeah, you see? Okay, let me try to go back with the chat here. I don't know where to do it. Okay. Now the chat was working. Everything okay with audio and video? Guys, I wasn't able to connect on Basta.com with the video, okay? Sometimes this thing happened, I don't know why. Anyway, I'm here to today we are gonna talk about a trip that I made to Ceará. It's a state here in Brazil, okay? We are gonna be talking a little bit about this. On the meantime, while people are still coming, I gotta do some things here, download some pictures to show you guys. Okay. All right. Okay, pictures are good. No problem here. Hi, guys. Guys, since I wasn't able to put the chat, the video inside Basta.com, I opened the chat on YouTube, okay? So you guys can send in messages on the chat on YouTube, all right? No problem over there, I guess. Let me try something here now. All right, no, that's not it. What happened then? Okay. What is this? Ah, okay. My mistake. All right. Everything okay here? What else? My blackboard, just a second. Blackboard. I'm gonna need it. Let me introduce myself first, guys, so you don't be waiting, right? So let's do this. Guys, for those who doesn't know me, my name is Marcelo. I'm the consultant of the area vai lá e fala. We are here to improve our English. That's why this chat is in English. Okay, guys? Let me see if I had some feedbacks about the audio and sound. Hi, Andre. Oh, you are in Manchester, England. That's awesome, man. How is the weather back there? I do believe it's gonna be a little... It's beginning the cold, I guess, right? Awesome. That's why the internet is so strong. It's very interesting, right? The guy is in England. Anyway, oops. So, guys, today I'm gonna talk about a trip that I made to Ceará. Three beaches I made to Ceará a few months ago, okay? I'm just organizing the photos here. Just give me a second, all right? And I gotta do this. So the blackboard here, orientation is fine. Number 24, bold. So let me try this one. So, no, not this one. Let me close, this one's gonna be better. This one here. I don't know what's happening. Why is it dark? Yes, it's the blackboard. I don't know why the word's not working. What's the matter here? I think I know what it is. I gotta change it. Guys, I don't know what's happening with the word here. Okay, I'm gonna skip it, this one. Now I gotta try the photos, okay? My blackboard wasn't working. Let's try this one now. Okay, now it is. All right. So let's go back here. So guys, like I said, okay? Oh my God, I don't believe this. Why the photo is not working? I don't know why the photo is not working, guys. Just a second. Okay, I have an idea. Okay, this is one of the photos. All right. But I need to show another photo. Okay, so just a second. I gotta show image. Second. Guys, you feel free to do any questions, okay? But I gotta start with this photo here. Otherwise, it makes no sense, okay? So... the photo is gonna be here. Okay. So guys, this is the photo that I wanna show you, okay? For now. So, I went to Ceará, okay? Let me just see if guys are talking with me here. Cloudy day, yes. So, André Henrique is saying that it's winter is coming, yeah? 12 degrees. Yeah, so it's pretty cold, right guys? Anyway, guys. I'm gonna be talking about a trip that I make to Ceará, okay? I went to three beaches, okay? Icaraí de Amontada, Ilha do Guajiru, and Cumbuco. I'm gonna be talking a little bit about those three beaches, okay? And this is the map, okay? You can see Fortaleza right here on the right corner, below corner of the picture, okay? And the next blue point, it's Cumbuco, okay? It's a beach very close to Fortaleza, something around 30 minutes. It depends where do you live in Fortaleza, but from the airport, it's something around 30 minutes from the airport, okay? So it's pretty close. But Cumbuco was the last beach that I did. I went to the end of the coast, and then I went back, and that's when I stayed in Cumbuco, okay? But my first stop was in Caraí de Amontada. You can see the publicity of this pousada, Lacular, and you can see Caraí de Amontada. It's a beach on the city of Amontada, okay? So I'm gonna try something new here, because to show the pictures, I'm gonna show through Instagram, okay? Because I do believe it's better. It's the idea that I have, because I can see all the pictures of the hotels that I went to, the restaurants. Anyway, so let's just see if there's any questions here. No. So let's keep going. When I got to Icaré de Montar, I stay in a hotel, in an inn, that it was called De Brasil. De Praia Brasil, okay? This was no posts yet. What is this? I do follow. No posts yet. What happened to the post is not appearing here. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. The idea that I had is not gonna happen. I thought I could see the pictures of the here on the Instagram. What the F? What is happening? Oh, maybe I know. Just a second. Maybe there is another one. De Praia Brasil. Yes. Oh, here it is. It was another profile. I'm sorry, guys. So, guys, this was the inn that I went to. Okay, let me show you some pictures. Okay, this is the picture of the pool, and you have the ocean right next to it. Let me see if there is a picture of the bedroom. No, it doesn't. I didn't stay with the one with the bathtub. Anyway, okay, but what I would like to say about this, the restaurant was nice, okay? Let's see if there is any pictures here. Okay, no problem. Let me close this thing here. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still getting used to this De Praia. Oops. This is a nice picture, I guess. Let me get the best picture. Okay, this is a nice one. So, guys, let me show you a little bit about this. Let me talk a little bit about this inn, okay? Each day was 500 reais, okay? It was the cheapest room on this hotel, the room that I booked, okay? And I think it was this price, okay? It was very overrated, very overpriced, okay? I didn't like this inn. The common area is nice. You have a nice view, okay? It's very cozy, I guess, but it's dirty, okay? The couches that you could stay, it was dirty. The cushions, they were dirty. The chairs, they were all dirty. The pool was very dirty. The restroom of the common area, it was terrible, okay? So, it wasn't an inn of a 500 day, okay? And my bedroom, just so you know, it was very small, okay? The bathroom, you didn't have, the bathroom was terrible. The light was terrible. You didn't have any place that you could put your things like toothbrush and brush. You didn't have any space in the bedroom to do that, okay? So it was an inn of about, the location was okay, it was good, and the restaurant was very good as well. So in the night, you didn't have to go out to go to another restaurant, you could stay at the hotel. So this was a good point because I have a baby. It was possible we managed to put the baby to sleep, and with the Wi-Fi and the cell phone, we managed to do like a baby monitor, okay? And we were at the restaurant, so it was okay. But the price of this inn should be something around 300 reais, okay? 500 reais was very, very overpriced, okay? So this was my first stop, and over there, we made a tour, okay? And let me show you, we made a tour through this place called Moitas and Ilha das Ostras. It was something very nice, very beautiful. Okay, so for example, you could see pictures like that, okay? And it was a boat tour, and along with the boat tour, you have a boat tour as well, that you could see this. It was just amazing, guys, okay? The river was very peaceful, okay? Very beautiful. Let me show you a picture. There is a picture here that is not the image. Let me wait a second. I don't want this anymore. Oh, okay, you can stay here. So guys, I would like to show you this picture here. Just a second. Okay, this is the place. Okay, very peaceful. Okay, it was a boat. It was very calm. Very nice. You could have your walking box with a beer. And this is my wife and my baby. Okay. And my baby, he likes very much of this kind of trip with boat. It was very calm, peaceful. So a very nice tour, okay? And then we finish on this place called Ilha das Ostras, where you could have the oysters as well. Let me show you the oysters. No oysters here. But anyway, it was very nice. But I would like to say something about the guy who made the tour, okay? Something very ugly, on my opinion, okay, guys? So you see the tour over there. Very nice. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about this, okay? The tour was something around 3 hours long, okay? So you got into a buggy. Okay, and you go through the sand mountains, and you get to this place where you get the boat to go through the river, okay? And from the river, you'd go to this Ilha das Ostras, okay? This oysters island, where you could have oysters and drinks, and it was very nice. But the tour guide, he charged me 200 reais, okay? So I was in Brasília, I was booking the tour through Instagram, okay? And he told me that the tour was 200 reais, okay? No problem. When I get there, he told me that I should pay the boatman on the side, okay? So it was plus 35 per person. So it was me and my wife, it was 70 reais plus, okay? More. So I didn't want to discuss anything, okay? I didn't give any feedbacks, but to me it was dishonest, okay? Because he could tell me, no, the tour, it's 200 reais more the plus 35 reais per person that the boat is gonna charge you, okay? I would have known that the tour would be 207 reais. It makes no difference for me if the tour is 200 or 270, okay? It makes no difference. But he lied to me, right? He told me it was 200. When I got there, I had to pay the boatman an extra. So, to me, it doesn't make much sense, okay? For me, he was dishonest. And I know it's something very common along with those guys, okay? Anyway, moving on. I didn't like very much of Encarente a Montada. Truth be told, I couldn't go to any restaurants during the night because of my baby. So, I'm sorry guys, just a second. I know that during the night there are some very nice places that you can go as a couple to get a nice dinner with candles. Something very rustic, you know? But I wasn't able to do that because of my baby. And we just went to the restaurant during the night. But in the restaurant of the hotel in the night. But in the end, I didn't like very much of Carinja Montada. The inn that I was, it was dirty. You couldn't profit from the beach very much because it was a little bit far away. Anyway, I didn't like it, okay? Me and my wife, we didn't like it very much. Moving on, we went to Ilha do Guajiru. On the map, you can keep going to the left side. We went to Ilha do Guajiru, okay? Ilha do Guajiru is a beach on the city of Itarema, okay? So this over here was something very different, okay, guys? So let me try to show you here on Instagram. We went to the hotel that we went to. It was Vila Kaich. Vila Kaich do Guajiru. Very nice hotel. Okay. This hotel, it was like four rooms. Okay. Each room, you have a private pool like this. So, okay, so it was very nice, very peaceful. For example, you could have the breakfast on the pool if you'd like to. So for example, let me get a view inside the room. So for example, the room here, this is the balcony and you have a net. Okay, very nice. Let's see if there is a view inside the room. Here, you have the bathtub as well. So it was incredible. Okay, the hotel was very nice. Something bad about this hotel. The restaurant, the breakfast was awesome, but the restaurant wasn't good. And this hotel was a little bit far away from the other hotels, the other restaurants. Okay, so if you have to go to the little village of the beach, it was something around 5 kilometers, okay? And you have to get out during the night to eat because the restaurant of this hotel, but it wasn't good, okay? So I think to profit very well from the hotel, you gotta they gotta make a better restaurant, I believe, okay? In my opinion, okay? But it was very nice, the private pool. Yeah, it's very peaceful, no one to bother you, okay? And you have the beach just right there. Anyway, it was nice. But what I would like to talk about Ilha do Guajiru is the other things. Let me show you here. Okay, this is the room that I was. This picture is not from Instagram. It's my wife here. And I would like to show you guys. First place that we went to, all the places that we went in Ilha do Guajiru was just perfect. Okay, I'm going to complain about one. But it's a very nice place. Very good restaurants. Okay, this place here is a place called... it's an inn as well, but you have the restaurant. It's called Ibitu. It's amazing, guys. Let me show you on Instagram because I do believe they have Instagram as well. Let's see if there is Ibitu or something like this. Vila Ibitu. Yes, I guess so. It is. So it's a very nice inn, okay? So for example, this is the restaurant and the pool. Very nice. And of course, you can do the kite surfing. I didn't do it, okay? It was amazing. Very nice, very good restaurant, okay? So this place was very good. And we went to many, many places over there. Ilha do Guajiru, they have... I'm not gonna remember all the names of the places over there. But during the night, you have a lot of options with good restaurants, okay? And each day, you can go to a different restaurant. Very nice. The beach is very calm. I do believe I didn't do the kite surfing, but if you want to practice, I do believe over there it's the perfect place because you have the wind, but you don't have the waves on the beach. Okay, it's like a natural pool, and the water it's warm. So for kids, it's awesome as well. Me and my wife, we were in love with this place, Ilha do Guajiru. And we are thinking about moving over there to live over there for like a year, maybe 2 years, just to see if the dream of living on the beach is it's about the dreams that people really have. I don't know. But anyway, we are thinking about to do that in a few years when my son is a little bit older, okay? But let's see if there is any comments about the guys here. No comments so far. There is a place in Ilha do Guajiru that we went to, guys. That I'm not gonna remember, but it was awesome as well. Let me show you. No, not this. They have this surfing board over there with this message, and I like very much. It's a little bit about the Bassa philosophy that we have here in Bassa.com, right, guys? It's in Spanish. I'm gonna read it, but of course we know the understanding here. El pesimista se queja del viento. I don't speak Spanish, but let's try here. El optimista espera que cambie. El realista ajusta las velas. So, in English, Spanish to English, right, guys? So, the pessimist, he complains about the wind, right? The optimist, he waits the wind to change. And the realistic, he adjusts the boat. I don't know the name of... I don't know how to say velas in English. I really don't. Let me check here. The boat sheets, I don't know, guys. Yeah, it's a sailboat, but anyway. Yeah, the boat sails. Okay, the boat sails. So the realistic, he adjusts the boat sails. Depending on the on the wind, on the weather, right, guys? So it's a nice message that we have over there. I'm trying to remember the name of this place. It was very, very nice. Casa Kite, something about kite. Let me try on Instagram. Maybe I can find it. But it's Casa do Kite, Pousada, Casa do Kite, será que era isso? Não, Canal Quebrada não, beleza. Guajiru, não. Kite Guajiru, Pousada Kite Guajiru, maybe, let me see. Pousada Kite Guajiru? No, I don't think it was the name of the place. Anyway, it's not a problem. But this place was very nice, okay? The waiter was a guy from Argentina. He would speak very good Portuguese, and I spoke a lot with him, talking about the city. And there was also a photographer over there taking pictures to the Instagram of the inn. He was from Brasilia. I also talked a little bit about him, with him, about the city, if he liked to live over there. Anyway, we are just in love with Ilha do Guajiru. There was one day over there that my son, he became sick, okay? He had a very, his nose was closed. He had a very big fever. We went to the hospital over there, the public hospital, okay? It was a good treatment. We were well received. So, it was a place that me and my wife was just in love, and we are thinking about moving over there, okay? Let me see if there is any comments. Nothing so far. So, guys, okay, and now I would like to talk about the downside, okay? There is a place over there called Ura Beach, okay? So, this is a place that it's a very beautiful place by the beach, okay? So, for example, let me see if there is a picture that it's nice here. Yes, maybe this is a video. So, but we had a terrible service over there. When me and my wife, we got there, there was nobody on the restaurant. We were the only customers, okay? It was me and my wife, and we were with the baby and a baby carriage. We had to go to some stairs, okay? And nobody helped us to carry the baby carriage. When we got to the restaurant, there was a lot of people at the bar. I mean, waiters and the owners of the place was at the bar, and they didn't care to go into our table, talk about the menu, to see if we wanted anything. I had to go to the bar and ask for the menu. So they didn't care about us. Okay, so it was a terrible service over there. And I sent a message to them through the Instagram. They deleted my message. So, I mean, it was just terrible. It was my cousin from Fortaleza talked about this place, and I went over there. It was just terrible. So I do not recommend to go over there because the service was just terrible. But it was not a nice place, beautiful by the beach. They had a wedding party over there that it was just amazing. I saw the pictures. But anyway, I didn't like it. And then we went back to Cumbuco, guys. Okay. And me and my wife were already knew Cumbuco, okay? So Cumbuco is close to Fortaleza. And the apartment that we stayed in Airbnb, it wasn't very good, okay? But because of the price, I guess it was okay. But the air conditioning wasn't working very well. Anyway, but Cumbuco is a very nice place. I don't think I have any pictures from Cumbuco. I don't. But it's close to Fortaleza. So to go back to the airport, for example, you don't need to go back to Fortaleza. You can sleep in Cumbuco and go to the airport directly from there. So it's a nice place to be. During the night, you have some amazing restaurants. I gotta say, there is a restaurant over there. Let me see if there is an Instagram from them. There is a restaurant over there, a Japanese restaurant. It's called Nihai. Nihai Cumbuco. Doesn't have Cumbuco Nihai. That's weird. Nihai. Restaurant. Nitai, I'm sorry, Nitai. Nitai Cumbuco Food. No post, Nitai. Sorry, guys. Nitai Cumbuco. Here. I gotta say, it's the best Japanese restaurant that I've been. It's really the best one, guys. It's just amazing. Everything, it's very fresh, okay? The drinks, they are very good. Also, it's very expensive, okay? Okay, you gotta say, expensive, it's something relative. It is relative, okay? It is the best Japanese food I've been, okay? It truly is delicious. But I'm not gonna say it is overpriced because the food is very good, okay? But I do believe that the price should be a little bit lower, okay? It is the most expensive Japanese restaurant I've ever been as well. But I do believe that the price should be a little bit lower. But it's an amazing place to go. If you ever go to Kumbuka and you like Japanese food, you can go over there, okay? It's a very nice place. Here, a photo of the restaurant. This is during the day, right, guys? Let me check something during the night. Here, it's just an amazing place to go, okay? So Kumbuku, it's a place that me and my wife, we like very much. For example, what we like to do, usually, we go to a good restaurant, okay? This one, for example, or there is another one called Muda. There are very good restaurants in Kumbuku. And then at the square, at the main square, you have like small bars that you can have like live concerts, okay? A guy playing with guitar, singing with something that me and my wife would like very much. And then you can go to this bar. You have already eaten dinner. You can go to this bar just to have a drink and listen to the music. It's an amazing place. You can do this just walking. Depends on your hotel. You don't need a car. You have nice hotels close to the main square, okay? So it's a very nice place to go. If you want to do the kite surfing as well, Kumbuku, it's a very strong place. It's a reference over there because it's close to Fortaleza. It's not very expensive, okay? So guys, this is what I wanted to show you, okay? Let's see if there's any questions about it. But André Henrique is saying that I need to go to Espírito Santo. Is that a beach, a particular beach that you can recommend about Espírito Santo? I've been to Meiaípe. I went to Espírito Santo one time to the New Year's party, okay? We stay in Meiaípe, if I'm not mistaken. That it's close to... very famous beach over there. Guarujá in São Paulo. I forgot the name. Beaches in... okay, what is the name of the beaches? The most famous one starts with a G. Guarapari? Help me out, guys. Let's see, Guarapari, yes. And then he's saying that it's okay. So, yes, I went to Guarapari, but Guarapari, I didn't go to the beach in Guarapari. The party was over there. It was a nice party, okay? Meiaípe was okay. It was fine. I do believe we went to another party or another beach over there that I don't recall the name. It was close to a prison that we passed into a prison over there. We made a stop. Yes, Guarapari. We made a stop in Vila Velha. But it was like dead, you know? It was New Year's Eve. The beach was... people was like dismantling things from the party, I do believe. I'm not sure exactly which place in Vila Velha we were, but we stayed there a little bit. I don't remember to see any beach support like kiosks and restaurants that you could enjoy at the beach, okay? But you next time if I go back over there, you gotta tell me like the exact restaurant or a kiosk that you like to stay over there. But yeah, it's the best place. Anyway, maybe I should go back over there. But a funny thing that I noticed in Meiaípe when I went to Meiaípe, there was a lot of people from Minas Gerais. Okay, a lot of them would work in Samarco, that it's the company. It was like a few months later after the disaster in Brumadinho, right, guys? With the Samarco. Samarco is a company of the Vale. Anyway, a lot of people that was at the beach with me, I didn't know them. When I mean at the beach with me, at the chairs right next to me, because anyway, I got to talk to some people over there. Anyway, they used to work in San Marcos. So I do believe a lot of people from Minas go to Espírito Santo, right? To go to the beach. So guys, thank you very much for your participation and collaboration. Hope you guys enjoyed this chat where I talked about Ceará, and Ilha do Guajiro became my favorite beach and my wife as well. The best place here in Brazil, maybe in the world, about beaches, good food, the water. Anyway, for me, since my family is from Ceará, so I'm a little bit suspicious to talk about it, right, guys? But anyway, awesome. So guys, thank you very much. I see you next Monday, where probably, if nothing goes wrong, the chat is gonna be with the subscriber Cristiano. Okay, we are gonna be talking. We don't have the theme yet, the topic, but it's gonna be a chat with another subscriber. Okay, so thank you very much, and Andre.